It's the Mornings with Ed Show, 9:05 the time. Welcome to the program, and as I promised you, some really, really cool live music in studio. Rebel Robbie Steffens has a show Sunday, March 1st, and that's at the Coach House. I'll give you ticket information and all of that. They're featuring Wishbone Ash as well. We are really fortunate not only to have Rebel Robbie Steffens in studio with us, but Gustavo Araníbar. And I got it, right? I'm going to roll the R's all morning long here, man. So just know that. Well, singing a song called Dolphins, I want you to do me a favor and welcome to our beautiful Julie Lawton Studios here in Laguna Beach, Rebel Robbie Steffens.
Just wait, the sunrise rolling in. They'll be on the break of the dolphins. See them calmly gliding by as we sit. Watch the tides. Do what you're meant to do. The voice that's inside you wants to be set free. The dolphins, you and me, in a dream where I'm gliding under the waves. A short escape we danced, though the night will never end. Be together to the end. Oh, the night will never end. Though we dance, though the night will never end. Be together to the end. Though the night will never end. It's falling down, my dear. Me on the break, the dolphins swim along. Our hearts are free, we'll dance. Though the night will never end, be together till the end. Though the night will never end.
Robbie Steffens, Gustavo Araníbar, and that song was called Dolphins. And I'm not kidding. When I was in the middle of that song, I had to turn to one side and look at the ocean. That's what that song made me do, man. And every time I look at the ocean now, I'm going to have that song in my head. Beautiful, beautifully done. This next song I want you to hear. By the way, if you're missing any portion of this, if you missed any portion of that song, we're going to podcast it later, and I'll give you the full details on that. This song is called Stand. Once again, to our Julie Lawton studios in the beautiful city of Laguna Beach, please welcome Rebel Robbie Steffens.
Sunrise is away today. Yesterday's shells have been washed away, and I will stand by you. Cold nights come rolling in, hard times may thicken our skin. Seems easier to just give in. I'll stand by you. Seasons will bring us change. I love you more than words can say, and I will stand by you. Sunrise is awake today, and old friends have all moved away, but I will stand by you. I will stand by you. No matter what the world may do, together face it, me and you, I'll stand by you. Cold nights come rolling in, hard times may thicken our skin, and I will stand by you. I will stand by you, no matter. Together, face it, me and you, I'll stand by you. Sunrise is awake today, and yesterday's friends have been moved away, and I will stand by you. I will stand by you, no matter what the world may do. Together, face it, me and you, I'll stand by you. Time is still what we used to feel. That's okay, babe, I'm still here. I will stand by you. I will stand by you. No matter what the world will do, together facing me and you, I'll stand. Stand by you, I'll stand by you, I'll stand by you.
You can catch them live at the Coach House Sunday, March the 1st. I'm going to give you all that ticket information when they come in here for a conversation. First, I'd like you to hear something else, though. This is brand new, brand spanking new, and it's called Gasoline. We'll talk to you on the other side. Rebel Robbie Steffens.
Distant places, trust when we are nameless, burns inside of me. Faith, both hands to heaven, work. Are we forgiven strength from unknown traces deep inside of me?
It's 9:16 on the Mornings with Ed show, and that is Rebel Robbie Steffens. That song was called Gasoline, put together by the gentleman he brought in with him, Gustavo Adanivar. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thanks.
Thanks for being here this early in the morning. You guys sounded great in the live room, man. That was, and I mentioned this as you walked out, there's nothing that makes me feel better than beautiful music, and you guys just put that together this morning. Thank you,
Ed. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, thank you. Tell me about the last song I just heard, Gasoline.
So I've been influenced by like The Clash and Bowie and a lot of 80s stuff lately, because we also have an 80s tribute that we play in called Talking Threads. And it's a Talking Heads.
I love that.
And an 80s band. We play around locally. But the tone of The Clash and the tone of, early Tom Waits guitars, Bruce Springsteen guitars. I just got this idea one day and I thought, I want to write differently, almost like a scrapbook. So I thought about Gasoline as a metaphor for heating up on the inside and being inspired by something and then just grabbing pictures.
Right.
Rather than a direct narrative like a story.
Oh, yeah, and you're smart, too. All of this, and he's smart. How did you and Gustavo get together?
We have a mutual friend, Gary Gray, who's a producer, and we both worked with him on a project that he was hired for with Disney.
Okay.
And so Gustavo did guitar on it, and I did vocals on it, and then he referred me because we had a show up north in Morro Bay at the Siren.
Right.
And getting a local guitar player to travel to Morro Bay, for a show, it's kind of like, but he was up for it. I was like, okay, let's work this out. You know, I'll drive and we'll hook it up, Airbnb and everything. And it was, for me, one of the best shows I've played in a long time.
Nice. Right. It was really nice.
Oh, very nice. And you guys seem to have a chemistry that works, man. If something works, stick with it. That chemistry, which I just witnessed 12 feet away, it seems to work, man.
Well, Gustavo's just so humble and easy to work with and extremely, extremely versatile and talented. You finished the UCLA composition program, too.
Oh, all right.
So he's no slouch.
That's why I moved to California. So, then I came to Orange and I stay here. And
right. He's clearly someone that did his homework, man.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly. Now, I've been all morning long touting Sunday, March the 1st. We've got a show happening at the Coach House. Tell us about that night, what we're expecting.
We're very excited about it. I opened for Wishbone Ash May 9th of 2006, and it was so much fun. They're really great guys. The drummer let my brother play his kit at that time. He's like, oh, just have him play mine. Really nice Yamaha kit. You know, I'm like, wow, okay. So that
generous,
worked out
great.
You know, being locals, we love the Coach House. We support the Coach House. We've seen a lot of great shows there. And they've had us back to open. So that'll be around 7 o'clock on Sunday.
Right.
People can get tickets from me directly.
Okay, how do we do that?
Just robertsteffenmusic@gmail.com.
Okay.
Just send me an email and I'll have them at will call. And we'll work out the details. But they're $25 for two acts, and it's going to be a wonderful night.
And it's two really great acts. I want to mention this without embarrassing you. I swear, and I wouldn't blow smoke in your face here. What a rich, luxurious voice you have.
Thank you, sir.
And where did we come up? When did you have the confidence? What day did you decide, yeah, I can sing? When did that happen?
I don't know about confidence. It's something that every day you get up and you go, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to do it.
Right.
A lot of it started when I lived in New York City. When I was walking home at night, I had a lot on my mind and I just found myself singing. And I did it all the time.
Right.
And then I had a girlfriend at the time. She's like, you need to sing. You need to sing. And I was focused on other things. It kind of is like a utilitarian thing. It's almost like I'm playing bass in this tribute band too, because the more you can do for yourself, the better. And that's not just music. That's in life.
In everything, right, yeah.
So I do it because I love it. It's a way to connect to people.
All right. And Gustavo, and I use the word maven very rarely, but you appear to be a guitar maven. You really do, man. So outstanding work on guitar. How long have you been playing?
I've been playing since I was 13 years old.
Okay.
So I play all my
life. About 5 years.
Yeah.
Right. You just got your driver's license, right?
Yeah. A very young-looking Gustavo here.
Yeah,
man.
I just hit puberty myself.
The first song that you played, I couldn't love more. Dolphins was the song, and I told you that I had to turn around and look at the ocean because that's the feeling I get. That's the vibe I get from that. What vibe were you feeling when you wrote it?
That vibe exactly. I wrote it in Santa Barbara, and it's easy living so close to the beach to kind of look at it on your way somewhere.
Right.
But we are so blessed in this area, Laguna Beach especially, but any South County area, to sit there and be able to take in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
and decompress and just connect to nature, it, for me, is just one of the best things in life.
Yeah, there's nothing better. Every single, and I've made a vow to myself, and I did this a couple of years ago, that every day that I will look at the ocean. I will go and stand and just look for a couple minutes, if nothing else.
Stand.
There we go. Which brings us to Stand, by the way. Stand was the second song we heard. Equally hypnotic. Do you do the hypnosis thing on purpose? Because I feel drawn into the music.
Well, that's very, very kind of you to say. No, it's not on purpose. It's you know, the theme of I think our show is going to be change,
okay,
you know, and adapting and reinventing yourself. And Stand is something that I hope will speak to people that stick by each other.
Right.
You know, that just stick by each other when life happens.
Right.
It changes. You know, we had a family friend that lost his spouse, and he's so close to my heart, you know. And so that song's really for him, because he's by her and she's still by him.
That's beautiful.
Beyond the veil, you know?
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I want to remind the audience once again, if you missed any portion of this, any songs, any part of the conversation, you go to the KXFM website. We'll have it up on the podcast as soon as we get our page repaired. I promise it'll happen soon, probably by the end of the day. But no matter what, make sure you get tickets to this show. It's at the Coach House on Sunday, March the 1st. Tell us once again how they get tickets directly from you,
Ronnie. Please email me at Robert Steffen Music. It's STEFFEN, robertsteffenmusic@gmail.com. I will have them for you at will call.
Beautiful.
They're $25 each.
And before we go real fast, are we working on anything that you and I can expect to hear in the near future?
Lots and lots and lots of new music, and we're going to be working likely with Gary on that, but primarily concentrating newer material, a lot more upbeat and danceable and fun.
And also equally hypnotic, I'm sure.
And that's at Rebel Robbie Music on Instagram.
Beautiful. I look forward to seeing you again. Will you come back when you're back in town?
We'd love to. Thank you so much for having us.
Hey, good luck on the first. We'll talk to you soon. We'll keep pumping that show. That's Rebel Robbie Steffens at the Coach House, KXFM.